silly show.
Blog Talk
Radio.
You want
me to be me, right? You don't like a different form of me. You want me to be me. And that's the danger that we have sometimes in educating.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hello, Cyrus. It's Mike with your Share and Kindness interview with Katie Kobe from Nextdoor.
Yeah, we're all set for Katie. This will be airing today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern.
Today at 1:30 p.m., I'll let her know. Katie, you're going to be speaking with Cyrus right now. This is airing later today at 1:30 p.m. I'm going to pass you through to Cyrus. Hey, Cyrus, here she comes.
All right, thanks.
Hi, Cyrus.
Hey, Katie. Great to speak with you again. How you doing?
Good to hear you.
Yeah, same here. We're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Great.
All right.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, just tuning in through iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, we're glad you all could be with us as well. This is part of our Music and News segment here at WYAD, and today we're talking about the importance of kindness. Too many times we forget the impact that simple gestures can make when it comes to the lives of other people. That's why February the 17th is such a big day. It's recognized as National Random Acts of Kindness Day. It's a great opportunity for us to be able to celebrate and encourage everyone to spread some kindness in the world around them. Here to talk to about how you all can be a part of this year's event, but also how you can use this as a way of connecting with your neighbors. We're excited to welcome back Katie Kobe to our broadcast. You know Katie is next door's U.S. market lead. She's going to share with you guys some great ideas and let you know where to go for more information as well. Katie, always a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for the time.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
You're glad to do it. So for those who may just be hearing and saying, what in the world is National Random Acts of Kindness Day, Katie, what should they know about this day and how did they get started?
Yeah, well, I think what folks will be surprised to hear is that Random Acts of Kindness Day was actually first recognized as an annual observance back in 1995. That means we've been doing this for almost 30 years now, which is wild. It takes place every year on February 17th, and the whole point of it is to celebrate and recognize those small gestures that are really easy to do, because those are the gestures that remind us that there's, you know, a big impact that we can make in the world.
Such a great thing. And for those looking around and thinking about especially their neighbors, Katie, what tips do you have for neighbors who want to celebrate this year in their neighborhood?
I always like to remind people that it's free to be kind, right? So starting really small with just a smile or a wave, holding doors open for people. If you happen to be out and about, maybe on your commute or just driving around through the day and you're in some traffic, someone is nice and lets you in, give them a wave in the rearview mirror. Little things like that are just quick and easy ways to show kindness and appreciation. I also think it's great to focus on what's close to home, looking for those maybe easy chores to help with. Perhaps it's helping folks bring in their garbage cans or picking up trash or maybe like cleaning up from like a recent storm. If you do spend a little bit of money, I love, this is like my favorite thing to do, I love to go buy an extra cup of coffee in the morning and leave it behind me for the person. I just think that's like a nice way to give someone else a little bit of joy in their day, and I hope that they always pay it forward.
Love that. And you're right, those little things are great reminders for people. Now, we're talking about random acts of kindness, Katie, but why do you think that ask for kindness are also something that may be welcomed by our neighbors?
Yeah, well, asking for kindness or asking for help is really important because people are not mind readers. If you need help, no one's going to know unless you ask. Like think of, you know, if there's something going on in your backyard, maybe your tree has like lost a limb and you need help getting rid of it. Unless you ask somebody, like no one's going to know that you need that support. So I think it's really, really great to ask for help and to let people know what you need. I'll share with you a real quick example. I was talking to a woman a couple of weeks ago in Pennsylvania. She had just had a snowstorm, but under doctor's orders, she was not able to shovel out her driveway because she had some, you know, lifting restrictions that were preventing her from shoveling the snow. So she posted on Nextdoor, we have a hashtag, ask for help. She posted using that hashtag, and within 15 minutes, someone had messaged her and confirmed that him and his son would be over later to help her clean out her driveway. And sure enough, within the hour, she had a clean driveway ready to go. So I think that just is a testament to the power of asking for help when you need it.
Katie, that's such a good point, and especially for people who don't, you know, they may feel like, you know, I don't want to bother people, you know, I don't want people to think I can't do something. To know, I mean, people like the idea that they are able to help, but I love the point that you made here that we're not mind readers, right? And unless someone does ask for that help, it's really difficult sometimes to be able to know about that. You mentioned, of course, what she was able to do through Nextdoor. So are there any new features on Nextdoor, Katie, that can help neighbors recognize and honor one another this way?
Oh, yeah. You know, along with the asking for help feature, we have a feature that's called Thank a Neighbor, and it allows you to create a very special kind of post where, you know, you can thank the person for whatever it is that's going on. If you're able to mention the person on Nextdoor, we actually send them a notification to let them know that they have been thanked. And then the post is going to show up in the news feed looking almost like a digital thank you card, so to speak.
Oh, wow.
So that's also really special because, you know, people love hearing the good news, right? And so when you share and kind of say, you know, thank you to so-and-so for helping me out with this situation, other people in the neighborhood get inspired, right? Like they'll come in and comment and say like, oh, this is so sweet, great job, thanks for sharing. And then it also inspires those people to go out and do their own acts of kindness elsewhere. So definitely look for that Think a Neighbor feature.
Love that. Katie, you always come through with some helpful information. And again, we want our audience to know February the 17th is Random Acts of Kindness Day, but always take advantage of those opportunities that we have. Again, so Katie, for our audience then, if they want to find out more about the features of Nextdoor, where can they go for more information?
Yeah, for more information, check out Nextdoor.com. You can also download the Nextdoor app in the App Store or the Google Play Store. It's free to download, free to use. We'd love to have you there.
All right, Katie. We'll make sure that we link that up for our audience as well. Katie, thank you again for the great work that you're doing and looking forward to our next chat together.
Thanks so much. Take care.
You as well. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. So let's go make today amazing. Take care.